Okay, good morning. Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel. Starting at the bottom of Yud Bet at the Gemara. So it's about 12 lines into the Gemara. Just quickly to recap the Mishnah. So we said that you found Shitrei Chov. Someone found like contracts. Shitrei Chov of loan agreements. If there was Achrayut, Rabbi Meir says you don't give it back. Shua Shebeit Nifrim, because Beit Nifrim will use it to go and reclaim the money that might have been repaid. Ain't Bama Achrayut. In the chasm, there isn't achrayut in the chasm, you can give it back. Shein Beit Din and Rabbi says the Beit Din only use documents they've got achrayut bekitzur. So there's no achrayut. What do we can give it back? If there's achrayut, you can't give it back because it might have been repaid. Chachamim say whether it's with achrayut, not achrayut, you can't give it back because Beit Din will use those documents even if they haven't got achrayut. Because at the end of the day, if there isn't achrayut, you can still use the contract to claim from unencumbered land. Right, if a person owns land that hasn't got a mortgage on it, you can take that land away from him. The only time that we got a contract with achrayut is a problem if it's a pre-existing loan, and he subsequently took a mortgage on other properties, your pre-existing loan supersedes that mortgage on the property. Therefore, you can go and even grab those properties, even though they're encumbered to somebody else. Everybody with me? Clear on that? Okay. Dedicate the shit this morning. Unishmat. Everybody who's died in this war, to soldiers, to civilians, and Psu'im should all be healed, and Chatufim, to mention Daniel, Shimon ben Sharon, and what else? Mishvi Matzliach. He said, Mishenichas Adar, Marvin Besimcha. Let's hope that everything will sort itself out during this month. Okay, so the Gemara starts like, but Maya Skinner, we're now discussing specifically Meir. So what are we talking about over here? Says the Gemara, Ilam Keshechayev Mode Kiyesh Ben Achrayt Nechasim Ma Lo Yachzi. If the, I always get confused now, right? If the borrower, right? The guy who owes the money, if he acknowledges he owes the money, so why not give back the shtar? What do we care, right? Hamode. And on the other hand, right, if it's a shtar with achrayut, and then if kishen chayav mode, and if the borrower doesn't acknowledge the loan, so then kiain by achrayut nechasim mayachzi. How come we agree to give back the shtar when there isn't nechasim? In other words, according to me, Meir, it's like this. If there is achrayut nechasim, you can't give it back. And if there isn't achrayut nechasim, you can't give it back. Because I don't understand. Shouldn't it depend on whether the borrower acknowledges the loan or not? And if he does acknowledge the debt, so I'll give it back. Even though it's got achrayut nechasim, he says, I owe you the money. So he owes you the money, then I can give it back. And if he doesn't acknowledge that he owes you the money, then how come when it hasn't got achrayut nechasim, we say, give it back? Shouldn't it make more sense to be dependent on whether the borrower acknowledges the loan or not? Because maybe he'll say, I paid you back already. But he's admitting that he owes you the money, so what do you care? And if he denies that he owes you the money, how come then Rabbi Meir's got no problem, even if he hasn't got a chrayut, give back, right?
When you say give back, you're giving back to the
to borrower. The credit, to the lender.
The lender.
Because the lender's holding a shtar, the lender could say, it's mine, I lost the shtar, it's mine, you owe me the money. Right, I want to have the document because I want to have the documents I can claim from you, and the borrower says I owe you the money. So if you found the shtar and the borrower admits he's got the money, give the shtar back to the lender. Right, if it's got achrayut nechasim, what do we care? And if it hasn't got achrayut nechasim, there Meir says no problem, give it back. But why? If the borrower denies the debt, how come then you happen to give it back to him? Okay. Everybody with the question clear? Right. Amayachzi. So Gemara explains. Nehi de lo gabe mimashabdei. We understand that they can't use it to claim from nechasim meshubadim, right, from incumbent properties, right, because it hasn't got a chrayut. Right. However, mi b'nei chare migva gavi, but they will be able to use it to claim from unencumbered properties, so why give it back if he's denying the loan? The Gemara says like this: Le'olam keshechayev mode. Really, the case is that the chayev does mode. Our whole discussion could remain is that the chayev acknowledges the loan. V'ha'hainu taima. So how come if he acknowledges the loan, remain says we don't give him back the shtar, even if he acknowledges it with achrayut? Why the chashin and shem katav lilvot benisam v'lo lava atisha v'at lemitrach lelukhot shlo gedin. We're scared of a ruse over here that they're commiserating between them to shtoch somebody else. What's the story? The contract was written in Nisan, right? Coming up soon. I don't know, right? Next month, we got the contract. But when did the guy actually pay me, lend me the money? In Tishrei, 6 months down the line. So the contract's a Shtar Mukdam. Remember? Shtar Mukdam? Shtar Mukdam means it's a predated contract. Now, really, I never got the loan until then. So when am I, in the understanding of the Gemara at the moment, when do I become liable to pay this money? Only when I get the money in Tishrei. So now what's happening now? The date says Nisan. Anybody who I then sold land to between Nisan and Tishrei, or I took loans from and encumbered properties, or maybe I'll gave them a mortgage on my properties between Nisan and Tishrei, are theoretically not exposed to my debt to this guy, correct? Because I haven't yet got the money. I'm going to get the money. I don't owe him the money at the moment. I've got a contract that I owe him the money, but in reality, I don't owe him the money. So someone says, that's what we're concerned about. We're concerned that the contract was written with the date of Nisan. The money actually changed hands, and I got the loan only in Tishrei, 6 months later. So the last 6 months that I borrowed money or I sold land to somebody, I never really owed Chaim the money. And now we're 2 years down the line. And now we're going to give the start. What's going to happen? Chaim is going to go to the guys who I borrowed money from in the meantime and gather them a mashkanta, or go to guys who I sold them land to the meantime and say, hey guys, remember you lent that guy money, you borrowed money. I owed him, I had a pre-existing loan from already Nissan and go and chap the money, but really it wasn't correct. It wasn't entitled to him. And somehow we in cahoots and we're going to share in those proceeds. Are you with me? That's what we're scared of. So that's the problem. And now they're going to take the money unfairly. I don't understand. If that's the case, then why do we make any time a star arrives in our hands? Anytime somebody loses a document, so don't give it back. Why? Because the guy might have written the loan in January and he got the money in July. Anytime we find a contract, we should be choshesh to the contract, to the integrity of the contract. So the Gemara says, no. Kol shitrei lo rei. Hani rei. As a rule, most starot, most contracts have got integrity. This one, integrity is being damaged. Why? Because the guy didn't handle it properly. If it was a real star, he wouldn't have been so negligent to let it get lost. He would have put it in a safe place. Would have kept. The fact that he didn't really care so much about the contract meant, or it signifies in some way, that he wasn't really so particular. If he managed to do something, he did something. It wasn't a real claim. That's the Gemara's, and this is the story the Gemara is sticking with. Right? When a person behaves flippantly about something which is of value, you can say that the guy knows it's not valuable. And that's the Gemara Svara over here. The fact that there's a shtar that's essentially a lot of money and it was just banged around and lost somewhere on the floor, that's the Gemara's call. That's what the Gemara says when it says, right? Kol shitrei lo rei, hani rei. Look at Rashi. Hani hoil v'nafal. Since it fell, he lost. In other words, itra deyesh lomar imaya kasher hayani zharbo. Look at Rashi. If it was a kosher shtar, you would be much more careful with it. Things that have got value, you're careful with. The fact that he wasn't careful with it already gives a sign to Beit Din that this is not something to worry about. This is all nonsense. That's a Gemara Svara. So Elahadit, the Gemara says, well, it's Elah. So the Gemara says, okay. Elahadit nan kotvin shtar lelove. So the Gemara says, okay. So Elahadit nan, the Gemara says, what about this Mishnah which we learned about a Mishnah? What did we learn to Mishnah about a Batra? We're going to get to it long soon, a couple of months. Kotvin shtar lelove api she'en malve imole chatchila hechi katvinu. Says the Gemara, say, wait a second. But how, if you're telling me now that we haven't got validity over here, how does Mishnah tell me that I can even write a shtar for a borrower? In other words, a borrower can write a shtar, the malve, the lender's not even around, and it's a good shtar. How do we do it? Why don't we say, Nichoshem katav lilvot benisam rola va'at tishrei, va'at lemitrav lukhot shokadid? Isn't this example of a classic situation where the borrower writes a shtar that he lent money from somebody 6 months ago, or, right, we didn't actually lend it, and the malve wasn't even there, and he has a shtar, and now he could just go now and go back to the guys. Without him, you'll get the lender to go back to the guys who in the meantime borrowed money, lent him money or bought land from him and say, sorry, there's a pre-existing shtar and go and chop the money. And in the meantime, they're going to sue him. He's got no money. And they split the money between them. Haven't we got a fictitious shtar, an ability to have a fictitious shtar in our hands here? Rav Ashi says, no. That Mishnah in Baba Batra, which says that you can write a shtar without having the mother present, is a Shitra Hakna'a. That's a Shitra Hakna'a. Now, Shitra Hakna'a, Rashi says over here, Shitra Hakna'a, Shemakne lo nechasav mihayom. The borrower, imagine, from what I understand the pshat over here, he specifies certain assets in the loan agreement. Anybody give me a note there on English translation, whatever the case is? Right? Whether he took or didn't take the money yet, doesn't make a difference. Those assets are sort of like ring fenced, so nobody else can touch those. That's something which we're allowed to do. It's a shtar makne. There's a Rashi over here in from Tet Zayin, from a couple of places over here. Shekanu mimenu shafuru lo yilveh hamah o tshiber atzmo leshalman. It's sort of the guy undertakes it, even if he never received the money, ever. He's chayev, so it doesn't make sense that he would encumber himself to such an extent if he didn't actually receive the money. So that's why it seems to give a bit more credibility that money did change hands over here, and it's not a ruse. I think that's the sort of answer that Rav Asi gives. Now, what's interesting over here was, Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi. Can you see that? The very last word. On Yud Bet Amud Bet says Rav Asi. You all see that? The very last word is Rav Asi. Take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? He's got there Rav Ashi. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. He says Uparik answered Rav Ashi b'shitra akana da Ashi bed nafshei b'chalivim v'lo chashin netzat hamaot. He did some sort of Masih Khalifin. See that? Rav Chananel's got Rav Ashi. I know Rav Asi. Just interesting to see the different gears, and you can understand. Asi, Rav Ashi can make mistakes, right? So different gears of the Gemara running around. It's important to bear in mind that there are lots of versions of Gemaras. That's what Rashi's all, Achi Garsinans, all the corrections that Rashi makes along the way. Or these sorts of things. And the Vilna Gaon, the whole idea of the Hagaot HaGra, the Vilna Gaon, was in his search to try and create the perfect Gemara. You know, the Vilna Gaon would go from library to library all around the world. He had a phenomenal memory and he could remember things and he understood things. And that's what his search was. Really, that was one of the objectives of his life, was to create the perfect shas, you know, with all the different manuscripts running around. But it's like struck me over here. You see, Rav Ashi, the Rabbeinu Chananel's got a version of Ashi. Anyway, but that's the answer. So you want to say, well, I don't understand. If that's the case, look at Rashi. De b'shitra de b'lav hakna'a lo avidei. If you're going to tell me that when do we allow shtarot to be signed without the will present and the money never changed hands and etc. is only a shtar hakna'a, this particular type of shtar. If that's the case, then magnit in our Mishnah which says im yesh ben achrayot nechasim lo yachzir, only if it's got achrayot nechasim and you aren't allowed to return it, contra b'meir. V'okimne, what did we said already? We explained in the Gemara just now. We said, right? We said, no, the Gemara answered and said, let me talk about a star that's got, where there is a, le'olam v'kshechayev modi. We said the modi was chayev, right? So we said, v'okimne, we established our mission to talk about a case where the borrower acknowledged the loan. Umishum shema, and because of our concern that it might have been written in Katab, v'opinisav lo'la v'atishrei, v'atlimit l'chot shlokadin, amai lo yachzir. Why didn't we worry about it? He says, Nichzei, im b'shtar haknaa, hav shibed lein nafshe. He said, why don't we just check at the star and look at the star? He says, what's our concern? If it's a star haknaa, like we explained a moment ago, and there's already an existing undertaking on behalf of the borrower, right, and everything's sorted out, v'i b'shtar delo haknaa, like it, and then we got to worry, right? I b'shtar haknaa, hav shibed lein nafshe. Then We've got nothing to really worry about over here. Because let's look, if it's a shtar hakna'ah, so then we say the shtar hakna'ah, the guy acknowledges it and it's allowed to be signed without the malvin, without the with a present, because there's a like some sort of ring fence where the assets are delineated. We aren't worried about anybody coming to do anything. Giving back the shtar. If it's not a shtar hakna'ah, then it has to be a false shtar, because how could you ever have a shtar not hakna'ah signed without anybody present, without money changing hands? And then don't give it back, throw it away. What's our problem? He goes, what are we concerned about? So Amar Rabbi Asi, he says, Afa gav the shitre de lav hakna'a, ki leikam avahale lo katvinan. He says, really, you're right. It's a good answer. He says, in reality, you shouldn't write a star like this, right? But nonetheless, came and the nafal, since this star got lost, itrele, in other words, the star has become a bad star, and v'chashinan dilme ikra v'katuv. That nonetheless, it seems like the guy went in and did it. In other words, you're right. Bilechatchila shouldn't have been, but I don't know, it's a forgery of some kind. Could have happened. We are, you're right, Mi'ikar Adin, there shouldn't be such a situation. But once we've got a star that's flying around on the floor, and we said the last, I mean, what was our concern? Right? We said the Rie, right? I said, oh, since it fell, Itra de Yeshtomar Imayakashir, you need to be more careful with it. Why is the star floating around? The indications that it's actually, you're right, Mikradina shouldn't have been done, but it was done, and it's a star which you've got to worry about in the first place. Okay, what are you with me up until now? So that's the answer at the moment as it stands with Rav Ashi. Rav Abaya Amar, he's got a different story. He says, Eidav b'chotamav zakin lo. Abaya says, no. Abaya says, a star with Eidim, right? The Eidim give integrity and credibility to the star. And the Eidim on the star. Right, so they zakin lo. They were entitled the guy to stand by. Fidu shitre ustare de lo hakna'ah. And even if it's not a star hakna'ah, like Rav Ashi said, why? Because they got 80. So he said, now mishum de kashile. Right, because what Abaye's got a difficulty. Why does Abaye say this? Because he's got a difficulty. Kevin damat bishtare de lo hakna'ah, ki leik le malu hale lo katvinan. Abaya has to give another answer because Abaya can't live with the Rashi. Rashi explained nicely that either it's a star akna'a or there's no star. So what are we worried about? So he says, no, even if it's not a star akna'a, like the Eidim on the star, that would give credibility to the star. And that's what Mezake, the guy who come and claim the star, and that's what our concerns are. That there's Eidim on the star, and that's why we rather not give the star back. So Gemara said, this now, I think it's a question of Abaya. Era hadith nan. What about a Mishnah where we saw already? Gemara quotes Mishnah later on. Daf Yud Chet, so then Gittin. Matzah Gittin Nashim Shichur Avadim. Person found on the floor a get of a woman or Shichur Avadim or a star to release Avadim or a Daitiki. Remember Daitiki? Rashi says over here Daitiki is a like a Shchivmera who's dying on his deathbed and he writes a star. Rashi says Tzavaat Shchivmera. V'lashon Daitiki. Remember Rashi says, explained before. He said Daitiki stands for Da Teiku. Right, zot tekum. It was this the take from here. The divrei shchivmera k'ktuvin u'kshuvin dami. It was shchivmera when he gives instructions to a guy to write down something. We consider it if it's a will, or a matana, or a star of a matanat bari, says Rashi, not a sikkah, or shovarim, or receipts that have already proven that something's been paid. If you find any of these things on the floor, the Mishnah says, harei zeh lo yachzir. You don't give them back. Why? Shem k'tuvim ayu v'nim lachalem shlo litnam. Right, because maybe he wrote them. V'nim lachalem, he decided not to use them in the end. So a guy wrote a get, decided not to give his wife a get. Or shchiv mera, some of the things wrote down, the guy changed his mind afterwards. Or a matal, decided not to give it to you. Right, or shtar shichur for evid, decided not to release the evid. And now you're going to go and give it, and the evid, you're going to release the evid. Not what he wanted. So the guy said, v'chinim lachalem, I am so what? V'amarta eida b'chut mavzakin lo. This is a kashan abaya. But if there are witnesses there, then according to you, we shouldn't care what the guy's intentions were. Once there were witnesses on the witnesses give credit to the star, and now it's as if the star's a good star. So you make up your mind. Either the witnesses work or the witnesses don't work. And here we say when we find these documents, you shouldn't give them back. Either the witnesses on the document according to our buyer, why shouldn't we give them back? The witnesses are what give the star credibility. According to you, it should be now a good star. Give it back. He says, no, honey, me, the kamatu liyada. He says, gives quite a decent, I think it's a good answer. He says, you can't compare the two. When does our buyer say that the witnesses give credibility to a star? When a person's whole, where you gave somebody the star, you wrote a document, you gave it to somebody else. Then we say, we've got to rely on the witnesses. But if I wrote a document, got it witnessed, and never actually gave it to you, there's a reason why I never gave it to you. I should have just torn it up, right? But why? That's a question. So giving it to you, so says Abaya, no. When do I say that the witnesses work? When already changed hands. And now the question is, who lost that shtar? Was it the Malva or the Love? But if I know for a fact that I never ever gave it if I'd given the Eved the shtar shichrur, the Eved would keep that shtar shichrur with him. The fact that it's lying around, somebody found out, Eved didn't have it. Right? Says that, Abal Hechad, the law matul yare, lo amrina. So we go back to square one. It goes, okay, elamat nitin diktani matzah shitrechov. Our Mishnah, which says, if you found these letters of these loan documents, you can't give it back. Well, we already said in the previous Amud, right? Rest as daf. They were talking about a case where the borrower acknowledges the debt. He never gave back. Why? Because we were scared it was predated. So now, the Gemara wants to discuss now. We've got two issues over here. We've got our buyer. We've got Ravasi, you said, and what are we speaking about? We're speaking about that the star is a bad star because it got lost. When wouldn't we worry with the star akna'ah? Abai says, even a star akna'ah, what's the problem? The edim on it. Says the guy says, Bishlon of Asi. We understand, we can understand our Gemara of Asi. Look at Rashi, Demoki, Lahu, the Kotvim, Beshitra, Aknaita. There's not a right. Rav Asi said, we're talking about a star akna'ah. And those are Shitra, good starot. And therefore our Mishnah, why can't we give our Mishnah the star back that we found in our Mishnah? Because Mokila Bashitra did love Aknaita. Like we explained it. So Rashi makes sense. Rashi says, even leaving a star Aknaita, give it back. What's our Mishnah talking about? Talking about a star that's not an Aknaita, we're happy. El Abaye, the Amar, Edab Chutmav Zakinlo. But Abaye says that the witnesses are what give credibility to the star, Maikila Memar. Give the star back. Everybody following me? I'm getting a little bit quick because I was watching the watch of you. Everybody with me? In other words, according to Rav Ashi, we can understand our Mishnah says, don't give the star back. Why? Because it's not a star akneita. It's not a dedicated, specific, ring-fenced type of loan. Neither was a document specific, very dedicated, give it back. But according to Abai, who says it's got witnesses, what do we care, star akneita or star akneita? If there are witnesses on the star, that's what gives the star credibility. Give the star back if it's got witnesses. If it hasn't got witnesses, don't give it back. We talk about a case where the borrower acknowledges the debt. What are you worried about? Okay. So Amalek Abaya, I was going to say, how would Abaya? Abaya would answer this as follows. Matnitin Hainu Taima. What's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, the reason in our Mishnah is the Chayish Lepiron Velkanunya. Right? That's how do they say? Like a they commiserated the word, like a ruse.
Collusion.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. Collusion. Right? Lepiron Velkanunya. That's what he says. Bottom line, Abaya says, even you're right, the 80 in the whole story, but bottom line, we're concerned. Look at Rashi. If you're on the Kanunia, Shema Paru, that the guy paid back the money. Umina Love Nafal, and who had the star? The Love had the star, because he already paid back the money, so the Mala gave him the star. Fahada Kamode Mode Lo Paratia. Now, when they find the star, what does it mean our Mishnah says he acknowledges the debt? I paid him back. But he says, I haven't paid him back. Why does he acknowledge that he hasn't paid him back? Right, Eitzahi Beinehem Shoramaut. They have colluded between them to lie, to defraud. Litrofet alekuchot shlachum imenu karke shlo ba'achrayut v'yachloku v'yachloku Beinehem. They're going to split the money. Now he's paid back the debt. The lover paid the malve. He's going to come to Beit and say, "Ah, you're right. It's his star. I haven't found it. The malve. He owed me the money." But wait a second. The money, the loan is from January, and he only actually got the money in July. So the guys who bought from him or lent him money during January to July weren't exposed, but the star's backdated. He goes, yeah, the guys, listen, the guy owes me money, and he takes the karka back. Now, you're right. The new malve that just got shtucht can go and sue the love, right? But that can take 100 years. Lecht him tzah, lecht defiant. But in the meantime, the star, he can get it straight away. That's our buyer will explain it. And we've solved Rav Ashi and Abaye. Now, the Shmuel the Amar. Now, I'm going to quote Shmuel over here. These are all Gemaras in tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. Shmuel the Amar, lo chashin lepiron lekanunia, Michael Meimar. Shmuel isn't concerned about collusion. So, if Shmuel isn't worried about collusion, and the Love acknowledges the debt, the borrower, why didn't he give the star back? So he says, "Ha nicha isabalak Rabbi Asi d'amar b'shitra hakna moki lematnitim b'shitra lakna." So again, the same answer. If you're talking about Rav Ashi, who says the star that everyone's speaking about, when Shmuel says we aren't concerned about collusion with the star hakna, so that's fine. And our Mishnah discussing the star, that's not a hakna, and that's why we don't give it back. Ele isavar kabay. If you hold like kabay, d'amar edav b'chatomav zakin lo, but the edim, give the shtar integrity. So my kedemaymar, according to Shmuel, why would Shmuel say we aren't worried about collusion? In other words, why is our Mishnah not giving the shtar back? Because according to Shmuel, we aren't worried about collusion. Abaye says that they ate him on the shtar, good shtar. Why does the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, say don't give the shtar back? According to Shmuel, what do you follow? Right? She says Shmuel mokid matitin kesha'en chayav mode. Ah, why? Because we said on the previous Amud, we said, what do we say? La'olam keshechayev mode. We're speaking about a case in our Mishnah when the borrower acknowledges the debt. Shmuel says, no, we're not talking about a borrower acknowledges the debt. Doesn't acknowledge the debt. Right? So we want to say, wait a second. Ihachi, ki ein ben achrayut nechasim amayachsim. She says, wait a minute, now we've got a problem. Like, according to Rabbi Meir, this is all discussion Rabbi Meir now, right? Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah that we said, if it hasn't got achrayut nechasim, you can give the shtar back. If it's got achrayut nechasim, you can't give the shtar back. But according to Shmuel, who's saying that the love doesn't agree, so then how come even if there isn't achrayut nechasim, you can give the shtar back? Remember we said the guy can still go and claim from unencumbered land. See, if the mother doesn't agree, why give the star back? The star's been tainted. Right? Says Nehid, the Lord gave him Mishabde. But from unencumbered land, he can still use it. The Gemara says, Shmuel Tameh. Shmuel's pretty consistent with his reasons. What does Shmuel say to Amar Shmuel? Omer Hayar Rabbi Meir. Shmuel has a limud in Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? Shtar Chov. She'ein bo achrayut nechasim. A shtar chov that hasn't got an ability on it to attack incumbent land, or there's no achrayut in the shtar, ain't go there, it's useless shtar, you can't use it. Lo mi meshabdei, ve lo mi bnei charei. Can't do anything with it. So why are we giving it back? It's a useless shtar. So then we don't really care. But, so v'chi macha shetu gove, am I yachsim? Why are you giving it back? So I'm Rav Natan Bar Oisha. He said, no, there's a reason why we're giving it back. Why? La tzura pitzlo chitav shel malveh. That the malveh can use it to cover, keep his coffee warm. Okay, the parchment. What? The parchment. The Gemara says, La tzura pitzlo chitav shel loveh. Why do you start to give back to the malveh? If you're using it to keep your coffee warm, to cover your pot, give it to the loveh. The loveh. So no, the loveh, who da amar? This is the Gemara says, Lo hayud varim olam. The love denies the star. How can you give back the love? The love is not going to have to do this. What are we talking about? The star is a rubbish star. So we're going to give back to the love. The love is denying it. The malve acknowledges that it's his star. He says, I got even owe you the money. The love says, I don't owe you anything. So the love says, I don't owe you anything. So he says, I don't know what you're talking about. So why should he have any claim to the star? Okay, we could argue that maybe it was his star because you already paid back the money, and he says, "Duff, on the contrary, you gave it back to me because I paid you back, and therefore it's mine." But the Gemara says, once the Love extricates himself from the star, the Love is out the picture, and we aren't going to give him back the star. Okay, so that up until that's where we said it. Says Rabbi Lazar comes along and says that the situation is a little bit different. It says, Machloket b'she'ein chayev mode. So up now we discussed our Mishnah, which we saw on yesterday's daf, that the Gemara said, La'olam k'she'chayev mode. At the end of the Amud over here now, we said, what did Shmuel say? So he marries, basically, Shmuel said, we're speaking about a case where the malveh, where mokid obetin k'she'ein chayev mode. So we said, wait a second, that's the case. What about the achrayut nechasim? So Shmuel said, no problem. There's no achrayut nechasim. So I'll give him back the star, the star, just so they can basically keep their coffee warm. So we've already seen an opinion where Shmuel says that we're discussing a case of ein chayav mode, correct? Right, so now Amar Rabbi Elazar, machlok b'sh ein chayav mode. So Rabbi Elazar continues the same thinking of Shmuel, where we said that machlok b'sh ein chayav mode. Look at Rabbi Nachmanel for a second. First, we have Rabbi Elazar. Reisha de matnitin b'shitrei de itbehu achrayut divrei hakol lo yachsi. So everybody agrees that when you go to country mayor, right, when there's shtar chov with achrayut, you don't give it back. She'ein ben achrayut machloket she'ein chayav moder v'mer amar yachsi. Right, and there when ein achrayut there's a machloket. V'mer says you do give it back. Rabbi Chachamim said whatever the case is, you don't give it back. Okay, that's a bit of a fish of the minion of the Mishnah. Look at back in the Gemara. מחלוקת שאין חיים עוד רבי מאיר סבר שטר שאין בו אחריות נכסים אין לו גובה לא ממשב דבר לא מבני חרי right who said that already there was Shmuel right Shmuel said that Remeir is of the opinion that a shtar chol that hasn't got a chrait you can't use it's useless right and no gov lo mimshav dev lo mimnei chari therefore you can give it back Rabbanan Savrei mikve gavi the mashal takes out those dots and the chachamim say no you can use a shtar chol that hasn't got a chrait and that's why we saw in the Mishnah Rabbanan said that you still can't give it back correct Everybody with me? That's all right. That's the Mishnah. Look at Rashi quickly. Rabbanan Savrei, Laha Miha Aveshtara, Shetehikamal Ve'alpi Alpeh Ba'edim, Yilchagabi B'mnechari. Because even though, right, it's basically no difference if you had a loan, a verbal agreement. So a Shtar Ad Achrayot is no different. And therefore, you can still claim stuff that you can't claim in cumbered land. And look at the first narrow lines of Rashi. Lahachi lo yachsi, the kevin de nafa itrelei, And that's why we don't give it back, because you can still be able to claim from something. And now that the loan was, that star was lost, we go back, we say this all the time. Once the star was lying on the floor lost, we're concerned that it's a star mezuyaf, is not a valid star, because why would a guy leave a star that's worth so much money lying around? The fact that he didn't care about it, and that makes example that we gave earlier. So that is up what Rabbi Elazar says. Aval kashechayev mode, but says Rabbi Elazar, if the chayev would agree, say, Mishnah the machloket is where they don't agree, and that's why there's the machloket, says Rabbi Elazar. But if the chayev, the borrower, would acknowledge his debt, give her a call, yachzir. Everybody says, both Rabbi Elazar, both Rabbi Meir and Chachim would say, give the shtar back, velo chashina lepiraon lekanunya. And we don't worry about the fact that the star is being paid back and there's collusion. Okay, so that is what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Elazar now introduces a new concept. He says that the whole machloket in our Mishnah is only because lo mode. If he would mode, you lose a star and people find a star. And the lover says, I acknowledge that I owe the money. The last thing we worry about now is collusion over here. Why would a guy indebt himself? Right, if he didn't owe the money, and the fact that he says it's my star, I owe the money, I haven't paid the money back, give back to the Malbe, and life carries on. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Machloket keshechayev mode. Rabbi Yochanan says no. The machloket Mishnah is how we explained it previously, right? He says that the machloket is when the borrower acknowledges. Rabbi Meir Savar, shtar she'en bo achrayut nechasim memeshavdehu delo gabi, aval mibnei chari. Magve Gavi. Rabbi Yochanan has a machloket here with Rabbi Elazar, right? With regards to understanding Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a shtash en b'achrayut, you can't use it all. That's like Shmuel said. It's useless. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Meir says a shtash en b'achrayut, you just can't get it, you use it to claim monies from Meshavdim. But from free land, you'd be able to. And Rabbanan say, Mimeshavde nami gabi. Rabbi said, you know what? Ishtar al achra, you can even go and challenge Meshavde land. That's right. But I'm not saying that Ishtar, even with al achrayut, is still a star. Maybe the difference would be, because I'm trying to think, what would be the difference between Ishtar with achra and Ishtar with al achrayut? Right? Look at Rashi, because Mimeshavde, he says, Meshavde nami gabi. So Rashi says that we're going to say this achrayut over here is a ta'ut. So I'm not sure what Rashi means over there. We can get to tomorrow. But I'll try to think to myself, what could be the difference between a shtar with achrayut and achrayut as far as Rabbanan are concerned? You can go after encumbered land under either case. Maybe with a shtar with achrayut, it's easier. Right, you just walk into the guy's house and you knock on the door and you say, here's my shtar, and you take the land away. Now it's his problem to go and fight with the love. Where shtar with arachrayut, you might have to challenge that in court. I don't know if there's a note anywhere there, but there has to be some difference between a shtar with arachrayut. You'll agree, right? It can't be the same. In a country of Rabbanan, even a shtar with arachrayut, you can still challenge land that's meshubad. So I'm not sure exactly what that is, but Rabbanan sabe meshav dinami gabi. Right? That is when. Right, because this is the machloket the chayv modi. He says, "Aval kasha ein chayv modi, But when everybody agrees, right? When the borrower doesn't agree, divrei hakol lo yachshe. There's not machloket. Because the whole machloket to remain in Rabbi and Chachamim according to Rabbi Yochanan is when the chayev modi. If the chayev doesn't modi, even Rabbi Meir will say you can't give back the shtar. What gives credence to the shtar is that the love is acknowledges. Everybody following me? Right? It's completely different how he's trying until now. Okay, why? Because the word the chashin lepiraon. Because then we do concern ourselves that maybe the love has paid already, and the malve is lying, and I suppose worst case scenario we could worry about a kanuni as well. So the Gemara says like this: the Gemara says Tanikav de Rabbi Yochanan, v'tiyuvte de Rabbi Elazar b'chada, v'tiyuvte de Shmuel b'tarki. We're going to bring a brayta now which supports Rabbi Yochanan, and it's a tiyuvte de Rabbi Elazar, one tiyuvte de Rabbi Elazar, and two tiyuvtes de Shmuel. Okay, so we're not going to get to Shmuel today, but let's see the tiyuvta to Rabbi Elazar. Remember what Rabbi Elazar said? Rabbi Elazar said that the machloket is when the chayev doesn't acknowledge. And Rabbi Meir says that a shtar without a chrayut is useless. And Rabbi Nan said, right, that magve gave, that you can use it. Right, and Rashi said over there, from Bnei Chari, from unencumbered land. The Gemara brings a brayta. What's the brayta? Batzah shtar chov. You found a shtar chov on the floor. V'yesh b'nei chari. And it's got a chrayut nechasim. Right? Af al-pi sheshneihem modim. Even though both parties acknowledge the contract. Lo yachsiv. Lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. If it's got a chrayut. Ein be machad nechasim. He hasn't got a chayut nechasim. Now, bisman shalove modeh yachzir malve. If the love, the borrower, acknowledges it, give it back to the lender. Ein love malve lo yachzir lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Dear Rabbi Meir. So this brayta says, Rabbi Meir says, yesh be machad nechasim. If it's got a chayut nechasim, even if they apafish shnei modi, now both they acknowledge it, lo yachzir lo lezeh, don't give back to anybody. When the love agrees, give it back to the malve. If the love doesn't agree, don't give back to the dream. Rabbi Meir said, "Shtar chov, shitrei chov, shesh machrayut nechasim." Rabbi Meir said, according to this brayta, a shtar chov that's got a chrayut nechasim gove min nechasim meshubadim. You can use it to gove nechasim meshubadim. She'ein memachrayut nechasim, and if it hasn't got a chrayut, then gove min nechasim b'nei chori. You can use it to attack. B'nechassim b'nechorim. What did Rabbi Elazar say? Go back quick to Rabbi Elazar at the top there. Rabbi Meir Savar, Shtar, third lines of the Amud. Shtar she'ein bo achrayut nechassim eino gove lo mi meshabde v'lo mi b'nechari. Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Elazar, said that a shtar chov al achrayut is useless. Remember that? What does the brayta say? Rabbi Meir omer shtar she'yesh b'machrayut nechassim gove b'nechassim meshubadim v'she'ein b'machrayut nechassim gove b'nechassim b'nechorim. According to this brayta, Mary says that even a shtar chov without a chrayut, you can still use to do what? To govev minachasim she'ein lehem achrayut. And meshubadim, but it's meshubadim. But ain't a meshubadim, you can use it. Everybody clear that Rabbi Elazar and this brayta are stira, at least one stira with me? Correct? V'chachamim omrim, echad zeh govev minachasim meshubadim. So now the Gemara, we said that we got a kasha on this brayta. One akashi against Rabbi Elazar and two against Shmuel. One says, Tiyufta Rabbi Elazar Bechada. What's the tiyufta Rabbi Elazar Bechada? The Amar Rabbi Meir, Shtar Shem Achar Dechasim, and Govim Nechasim Meshubadim, Govim Nechasim Menechorim. Our Rabbi Elazar said that the Shtar Chog El Achrayut is useless. The Kamar, Ben Rabbi Meir, Ben Rabbi Rab, Barbanan, Lo Chashim Nekinu, we don't worry about Kinunya. And the brighter we learn, Shtar Shem Achar Dechasim, Meshabdim, Meshabdim Lagabe, Hami Benechorim, Mugabne, that you can use it for a Shtar. For free land. And we also learned, okay, better be married by Rabbi Nah, Chashim the Kenunya. And we said in the bright, okay, better be married by Rabbi Lo Chashim the Kenunya. Right? That was Rabbi Elazar. If you go up to line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, said there, Velo, Vedivre Hakol, Lo Yachzir, Velo Chashim the Prima Kenunya. Here, we wouldn't give it back. Why? Because we are Choshesh. Diktani, look back in the Gemara. Now, afabi sheshnei hemodim, lo yachzir, lo lezeh, v'lo lezeh, al mechashin lekinunya. So now we said that the bride is going to have one kashia, one tiyuvta to Rabbi Lazar and two to Shmuel. But really, how many tiyuvtas did we have to Rabbi Lazar? We had two. The one was that a shtar chov out of chrayut you can use for B'nai Chorin. Rabbi Lazar said you can't, correct? And the bride said you can. And the second one was that Rabbi Lazar said that Shmuel and Rabbanan aren't worried about a kenunya. Here we say they are worried about a kenunya because that's why you can't give the shtar back. So that's the Gemara says. What does the Gemara? Ha, hani tartihu. Look at Rashi. Atamar tiyuf to Rabbi Lazar b'chada. There are two challenges to Rabbi Lazar over here. How come you told me that only going to be one? The Gemara says no. Chadahu, it's already one. Why? The chatamu. It's all because of the same reason. The mishum the kam Rabbi Lazar machloke b'shain chav mode. Rabbi Yehuda's whole svara was that the machloket was when the borrower doesn't acknowledge the debt. And therefore, this is all based on not acknowledging the debt. So not acknowledging the debt, right? He says not acknowledging the debt. And therefore, he doesn't acknowledge the debt. And the shtar is useless. And when we're about kenunya, he says, we really, the fact that our writer speaks about that, oh, we're about kenunya, and you can use the shtar al-chrayut for land, that's B'nai Chari. It all stems from the underlying assumption that they don't acknowledge. Right? And that's what this is a machloki. If they did acknowledge, it would be a little bit different. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Okay. So,